Mark and Jean watched the bulldozers and graders work for several days improving the airstrips, and then stood back in awe as squadron after squadron of new B-17 Flying Fortresses, B-25 and B-24 bombers, Navy SB-2C dive bombers, and C-47 cargo planes arrived. Over at the Forest Service Field, the same thing was happening as the new P-51 and P-38 fighters joined the P-40s and P-47s. The 4th Air Force from March Field, which had pulled back from California in the first months of the war, along with the 7th Bombardment Group from Hamilton Field and the 43rd Air Base Group from McCord, flew in to Missoula along with the 20th Pursuit Group from Bakersfield. A support base east of the divide at Helena was readied for the 17th Attack Group from March Field and the 8th Pursuit Group from Langley. Newly trained infantry, tank, and artillery divisions were arriving for the next several days as barracks and quarters were hastily constructed. "Cripes, look at those planes," said Jean. "We must have the whole Air Force here."
"Not quite, but there's plenty of firepower there," said Mark. "Look at the size of those B-17s. Let's take a look at those new fighters."
They got in their jeep and drove to the fighter field as another squadron of P-51s was arriving. The Forest Service control tower was converted into a makeshift flight center, and here Mark and Jean met several of the pilots as they checked in. After introducing themselves, a fighter pilot, Lieutenant Greenwood, said, "Heard a lot about you boys. Without your stand, the Japs would be to the Mississippi by now." "We did what we had to do," said Mark.